Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Gisela, could we make a roll call so we know who's on the call?
Absolutely, with pleasure, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's call, we have Olga Kavali, Chuck Gomes, Wolf-Ulrich Knoben. From staff, we have Liz Gaster, Ken Bauer, Glenn de Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Rosemary and possibly from Stefan if he's not able to join the call. He did send his apologies. Over to you, Olga. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. I want to thank especially Ken and Liz for all the great work that they have done. They have sent very useful documents and information in our email list, and I want to mention that especially. And
I second that, Olga.
Great. I know you have done that in the list also. I'm impressed. It's really very easy. This is an easygoing working group. It's not like other ones that I chair that are very, very complicated. But this one is nice because you do many of the complicated things, and we just say, yes, we like it, or we make small changes. So thank you very much for all the hard work. And first thing, I would like to see if we all agree is the list of active project list and other side lists that Ken prepared after our conference call on the 3rd of December. And do we have any comments to it? Do we want to add something, change something? Do we need to say, yes, we like it? I personally like it. I think it's okay. I like the way the new abbreviations are changed, and I also agree with this new three categories, which are community inactive, monitor only, and not a GNSO project. But I would like to know if we have some comments or feedback from other members of this group.
Yes, Olga, it's Wolf speaking.
Wolf?
So
go ahead, Wolf.
Right now, so I'm sorry, I cannot read the document because I have a problem here, but I remember when I went through, I was also, I was very satisfied, very much satisfied with you, with the way how it's going to be to be done, yeah, and so I'm, at the time being, I'm content with that.
Great. Thank you, Wolf. Also, Liz sent today a detailed explanation of each of the projects, which I thought it was really very good. And my comment to her email, maybe you saw it on the list, is that perhaps we could prepare, but this is only an idea, maybe it's very big or too complicated to read. Perhaps we could add a column in the right side of this chart of active project list with the description of it as a, perhaps a full table reference of project list, but just an idea. And also perhaps we could add some links to it. Maybe each of us who are involved in each group or working team, we can add the links to the wikis or something like that. So it could be like a general reference for all our documents and all our active project list and non-active or reference project list. Just one.
Yeah, Olga.
That, but it was very good.
Thanks. And if I could just do a quick comment on that, it's Liz.
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it does lend itself to being combined into the projects list, and it was just sort of time and formatting that I didn't do that. And if you notice, the links are on the projects list, so we would have it everything all together. And it might end up requiring the projects list to be landscape and not portrait, and that might be less convenient. But I'm going to play around with the formatting. The only thing I didn't do that I sort of consciously at this point was I didn't add the abbreviations that Ken ultimately came up with because They actually are different from the abbreviations that we're customarily using for those groups. And I was afraid it would be, if we use this, these descriptions, like, it, for example, to send to new council members or to post to the council list without explanation, it's going to be confusing to see our new abbreviations and not the ones we had been using at, without explanation. So I was reluctant to make that change, but it's certainly easy to do, and I'll work on the formatting over time here.
It was just a suggestion.
It's a good suggestion.
I heard many voices at the same time, so sorry. Who wants
to
talk?
Please put Chuck in the queue.
And Ken.
And Ken, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm supportive of the intent on all of this, but I would be leery of any list becoming too cumbersome and complicated if we put the project descriptions right on the same list. Once people become familiar with the projects and their abbreviations, they won't need to look at that anymore. So I just suggest that when we explore ways of doing this, that we not make the list really huge because it's got a lot of verbiage on it. It can be easily referenced below or footnoted or linked or whatever, and I don't know what ways Beth and Liz said she'd experiment with that. With regard to the old abbreviations for some of these things, we probably ought to include those along with our new abbreviations that we're using, so there's a you know, easy reference point there.
Great. Thank you very much, Chuck. It was just one suggestion that I thought about. Ken, please.
Yes, I just wanted to volunteer. Liz is way too busy to be working on such a project. I just wanted to say I'll take ownership of the sort of consolidation issue, mindful of Chuck's comment that we don't want it to become long and obstreperous, but you know what I mean, difficult to work with.
Great. With just a comment, I'm a big fan of big documents with all the information in one place, just because I have many papers.
I am too, Olga. But what I'm suggesting is, for example, on a table, you don't have to have it all on the table. You can have it referenced in the same document below, or make it easy to find, but don't make the table overly large.
I totally agree. Yeah, that's perfect.
I'm sorry, what Ken's thinking about here is a Word document in which these are bookmarked. So you'd have the table, and then the underlines would simply be bookmarked to the definitions in the same document. And that, I think that gets at the idea Chuck's going after.
Yeah, that sounds good. By the way, Olga, it's been really good, the people that have participated regularly on this group, but we have several that have regularly not been able to participate. So one suggestion in terms of process: when we finish a step that those of us that are active in the calls are concurring to, that we confirm that the other members of our group don't have any objections to what we've done.
Great. Yeah. Anyway, they are receiving the emails of the list, but we should ask specifically that they look at the list and say if they agree or want to add something. At least we have consensus among our working group. I totally agree. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for that, because there's another group that you may, that you're probably aware of going on in the GNSO right now, where people didn't actively participate, and then it gets down to the wire, and they say they didn't agree, and it's unfortunate that people behave that way, but they do. So
what we could do is send an email to the list of our list, and say if they can confirm by email, just saying yes or no, I agree or want to change this or that. So we are sure that they review it. But it's not a big list of people, so we may easily do
right.
that.
Right. Okay. Good. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. Just wanted to say that I'm able to participate tonight. This is Stefan. I'll participate as long as I can.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you all?
Very good.
Good.
Stefan, you just joined?
Yeah, I joined about 5 minutes ago.
I don't know if you heard the last comment made by Chuck and by myself. We just developed a new list.
I did,
of,
Olga, yes, I did.
And an abbreviation, so it could be good if you can review it. Maybe you have the chance to review it, and you can confirm in the list that you like it or you want to make any changes or additions or for the additions.
Is this a different list to the one that was previously sent a couple of days ago by, was it Ken, I believe?
It's split it in two parts. One is the project list, and the lower part is it has three different categories for inactive community projects, monitor only, and not a GNSO project. And also the abbreviations have changed slightly about what we discussed in the last, taking into consideration what we discussed in the last conference call. But you may like it or disagree.
Stefan, it's essentially the same list of projects that we had. I don't think there's any changes from what you're talking about.
Okay, well, in that case, I have seen that list, and I have no problems with it.
Perhaps we can resend. Ken, or Liz, could you help me send in the list with the new abbreviations and the new splitted list to the whole working team after we finish the call?
I'm sorry. Do you mean the same email that was sent on December 4th, or do you mean the consolidation?
Well, the one that you sent with the changes in the abbreviations that are highlighted in red, I'm just looking at it. It was sent on December the 4th.
You're just asking if I would resend it?
Maybe we aggregate some other things after we talk now. So maybe we should have that in mind.
Okay.
Anything else about the active or non-active project list? Any comments, any additions? So we will ask for working team confirmation about it. Great.
We shouldn't need confirmation from those of us on this call.
Of course. Those who are in the working team but are not participating in calls. I agree, Chuck. Thank you. Ken, would you be so kind to give us some brief of what you said about step two, about the X, Y, X's, and it's easier if you explain or than if I read it from your email.
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. I'm going to reference the email that I sent to the list on December 9th. My time here is 2:08 p.m. I'm not sure what it shows up on.
It shows on mine.
Okay, good. In that email, I tried to sort of summarize where I thought the team was, at least on the Y-axis. There had been some discussion between Chuck and Jamie, mostly a little bit from Olga, and I think, I guess, does everybody have that email?
I mean, it's 10 of the evening here.
Yeah, it's December 9th. 2:08 p.m. to the list. It says, team members, we have a conference call scheduled for tomorrow.
I have another one from you, Ken, from the December the 4th that talks about X, Y, and it generated some discussion in the list. And so I should check the one on the...
Okay. Your email starts with, we have a conference call scheduled for tomorrow, yes? Isn't it 10 December?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one, right.
Okay.
Everybody won't have the 2:08 p.m. It depends what your email system
is.
It's
8 p.m. in Europe.
Okay. Anyway, the definition for Y, do you want me to read it, Olga, or do you just want to take a minute, everybody look at it?
No, just a brief comment, so we all...
Yeah, essentially I tried to accommodate the Jamie's thoughts. Restructured it a little bit to put like thoughts together, and also accommodated Chuck's note that we shouldn't refer to ICANN, the corporation, but to its stakeholders.
And the name of the YX is?
Value/benefit.
Okay. value benefit on the CSAS. Okay. On the NALAS. Okay. Any comments? Do we like the value benefits concept in that axis?
Well, it's Wolf speaking. So, just a comment. There was a feeling when I read through that definition. So it was a feeling. Okay, it seems to be, or it sounds a little bit from my ears, but to be strictly related to economic issues. You know, if you read overall effectiveness, productivity, and gain. Okay, then it comes, okay, to what it is related then. But at first, if you read only these three words, so they come from the economic world, these words. So I wonder whether we could find something just on that level, you know, already, which is related to the, how to say that, to a different dimension than the economic one. Do you understand what I mean? So,
I have the same concern.
This is Ken. I don't normally interpret productivity as being economic.
Okay, but well, it's I know that from our entity, from where I'm working on, so and it's around and around. Anyway, if you look to a newspaper, productivity is related to the economy. So it's here in Germany. That's the case. So
can I ask a question? Does it help? Does the second sentence help at all? Because there we really articulate a whole range of possible things that value benefit include. Including, you know, growth and expansion and competitiveness and security, stability. Do any of those help, Wolf?
Yeah, yes, it's more helpful. I would say it's only just if you start to read, then it comes to, okay, these are three points, you know, related to economic things. So you are looking for just something overarching, let me say, and then this goes to something different. It comes later. So the question is, right, now, because you know, we would bring it up to the also to people who are not in who don't come from the economic side, let me say, of this world. They are related to more social and all these and other things, you know. So that's my concern here, how to cover that.
Well, what if we were to just use the two keywords there? What if we were to say this dimension relates to perceptions of net overall value and benefit to, and then one and two and the next sentence? Does that work?
Yes. That's more general.
You don't usually use the same words in a definition, but in this case, we go on to explain what that means, so I think it's okay to do this.
Yes.
Wolf, would you change the name of the y-axis?
Not the name of that, but it's value benefit of. I understood Chuck, he proposed kind of net overall value benefit.
Yeah.
Isn't
that's
it?
Right. So, yeah. And so the name value benefit still fits okay.
Yes.
Did you get that, Ken? So you can make the change?
I can make the change. So we're going to take out effectiveness, productivity, and gain and substitute value and benefit.
Right. I'm okay with that. Any other comments? Great. Now we have x-axis. And thank you for considering my comment about cost. That for me, it brings money. It's somehow the same comment that Wolf made for other concepts included in the y-axis. Which would be the name of x-axis? Resource, time, energy consumption?
I'm sorry, yes. So the second part of my email on the 9th, I just, again, tried to make a suggestion for your discussion, trying to remove the concept of economic, actually, from the x-axis, as we have apparently also done it on the y-axis. So, yeah, it's now all about sort of resources and time and energy. Don't know if you like this definition or not, or the title, but I was just trying to get away from the idea of economic cost.
Uh-huh. Ken, this is Stefan.
Go ahead, Stefan.
Thanks. Sorry, Olga, are you managing the queue?
Yes, but it's very
okay.
Small, so it's very important.
Okay. I do think there's some consideration of cost should be in there. It is a prime... it is an important factor in any decision that we would take in terms of prioritizing stuff. So I do think that, you may not want to... You may want to remove it from the... access label, that doesn't appear too important, but you may not, just to make sure that people understand that factor is in there.
There may be times, for example, when the cost, literally the cost of doing a project is so high that the budget doesn't allow it. So I think Stefan's right that whereas that may not be the sole criterion, and in some cases may not be much of a factor at all, there may be cases where cost is a factor. Now, I agree that it shouldn't be in the title. In fact, I would simplify the title to just say resource consumption, and then, because I think the title's too long, and we can talk about time and energy in the words that follow, if we want. I think resource consumption includes time and energy, that's part of the consumption.
It includes every resource. I think that's a good idea.
I like it.
And now, again, I don't have any problem talking about... I think it's helpful to talk about time and energy in the words that follow. I'm just suggesting a simpler and shorter title.
Yeah, this is Ken, if I might. I'm happy to do that, take time and energy out of the title, and write down... near the second, at least in my case, where it says length of time needed / expected, we can just say length of time / energy needed expected. And then we've got that idea covered. And maybe at the very end where it says overall resource consumption, we could say overall resource consumption and cost required to develop a recommendation.
Okay. My only comment about cost was that, and I think I mentioned this in the previous call, is that if a project is needed and if it's costly, well, it's needed anyway. So including a cost as a variable could mean that if it's very expensive, we wouldn't do it. And I think it's not the case, but just a comment.
That can be the case, though, Olga. Take, for example...
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not saying it should be in all cases, but it may. For example, I think, and Liz is a good one to have on the call on this, because the WHOIS studies that we're exploring, we've asked staff to get some cost estimates and feasibility estimates, and then we're going to make a decision whether we proceed with those based on that data.
Okay, you're right. So cost is relevant. So you're right. Great. So X would be resource consumption, and Ken will make the changes in the language?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. Wolf, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Great. Any other comments? Great. So I think we're done with the two axes. Any other things about step two that I might be forgetting? I'm checking the exchange of emails here. Should we move forward to step three? Okay. Ken, I will ask you to tell us about an email that you sent, I think, today, if I'm not mistaken, suggesting next steps for our part three of our work. I cannot find it. I've opened so many emails at the same time that I cannot find it. So maybe you have it
that,
in front of you.
That one's also dated the 9th of December, 347 is the time on mine. It says step 3A, paren proposed. That's the subject.
Yes. Okay.
Just a point of order on the last topic, step 2. What I would propose to do is to make these changes to the definitions, send out an email to the team, and then, Olga, will you put a separate note on it or something that asks everybody to please confirm their understanding and agreement, or do you want me to include that?
Yes, I will.
You'll do that.
I can reinforce your email, including that, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, great. So shall we go ahead and look at step 3?
Yes, please.
Great. All right, so this email, what I tried to do is give the team credit for having completed steps 1 and 2, which I was correct, and so we are on step 3. The first thing that I talk about here are the goals of this step. Now, this step has to do with rating and ranking methodology. Okay, so we've got our two axes. We're going to do a two-dimensional rating structure, and we've got those definitions. We know the list of projects we want to work on with respect to those two definitions. And now I think the next topic is how do I develop some methodologies that let us get through the rating and ranking process that end up with outputs that we can use, the council can use to make decisions. So as I said here, the goals, it seemed to me, in this step were to make sure that whatever process we select is friendly and is clear and easy to do, and that also that it generates outputs and outputs that can be utilized by the council to actually make prioritization decisions, which is, in fact, the goal. We want to have a little discussion about the goals. Chuck added in his comment that it was not only a one-time prioritization exercise, and I'd be happy to include that, you know, in a revision of this email.
I just think that, whatever we come up with needs to not only work for a one-time exercise, but as an ongoing thing. When we consider just one single new project, we can plug it into the model and make a, help make our decision whether to proceed at that time or not.
Yeah, in fact, I would even suggest making that sub-element C of the goals.
That would be okay with me.
Okay.
Anything else with respect to the goals?
I'm reviewing them. So you would add C, and what it would say?
C would say, I haven't wordsmithed it, but it would say something to the effect of, we would ensure that the methodology is useful not just as a one-time exercise, but also would work as we add new projects in the future. So, something I have to—I'll rewrite it more flowering than that, but that's the idea behind it.
I'm okay with that. Wolf, you want to comment something?
Just say yes.
Okay. Stefan, you like the idea of including that comment?
Stefan, you still with us?
I think he was leaving earlier. Maybe here. He had to leave. Ken, any comments about rating, ranking, and numbers, letters?
Yeah, well, just sort of moving through my thought process in the email, the next comment I simply made was, whatever we expect the council to do, we should test. Right, that's the principle. Now, if everybody agrees that that's true, then I think that leads us very next. Next, we take up the question of what should we test. And so, I maybe just want to pause there.
I totally agree that we have to test and then show the, it's like a pilot project, and show the council that the outcomes and how also we can learn from doing it, if it works or not, and if it's something which is ambiguous or not exactly defined.
Just another sort of argument in favor of testing more than one thing is that if somebody else comes along and says, well, did you try this or did you try that, we would have, the answer would be, yes, we did, rather than, oh, no, we didn't, and you have to go back to the drawing board and try it, right? So I would say the idea of testing three or four or some options like that would probably also help in just selling the fact that the team had done a thorough job in its analysis.
Well, also, yeah. we will also probably learn some things that we'll tweak as a result of our testing.
Right. Okay. Anything
else? Is, I think Chuck did this comment in the list, is that we're very few. And
yes.
An example.
Yes.
And maybe if we divide amongst among smaller groups, would be just few people. But it's just a comment. We can try anyway.
My sense is, with respect to that, that we're going to get into that in a little bit as we get into the actual methodologies as to how we might actually do all four of these if we did decide to do them. So
okay.
Can we just take that subject up then?
Sure. Yes. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, then in 3A, basically what I laid out is there are, so far that's come up, there are two items in the ranking or rating process, rating versus ranking, and then there is the individual versus group notion. Those four concepts together could ultimately create four different tests. So let me just take them one at a time. Let's look at the rating versus ranking. So question one is, should we find some kind of a scale? You know, one that was proposed was high, medium, low. We could have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 15 projects, so you could find any set of numbers like that would allow these projects to be rated. The second is to create some sort of a ranking, which is say, okay, 15, 13, 11, 1, 6, 4, 2. These would be, I would put them in that order with respect to the y-axis, and I would put them in different order with respect to the x-axis definition. I have tried both, like in a modeling illustrative methodology, and they'll both work. there are pros and cons to everything, of course.
Any comments?
Well, just kind of reiterates one of my comments in my email response, and that is that if I'm going to rank these things, I probably would use something like one of the other methods to do my ranking. So why not just start with those other methods?
In other words, you might group them by similar properties, and then break them down into narrower groups, ultimately producing the final ranking,
yes.
Right?
I mean, our ultimate goal is to rank them. That is the ultimate goal. So if that's easy to do directly, why are we messing with all this other stuff? I think it's not easy to do, okay, just to do ranking. Otherwise, we probably would have already done it. Now, I may be wrong on that, but that's my opinion.
There is one comment from Ken that I didn't follow. You said that we divide into categories. Is that what you meant, Ken? Or maybe I misunderstood you?
Oh, well, let's say that I asked you to rank all of the foods that you eat. Let's say that there's 12 different foods that you eat in a day, and I said I want you to rank them based on your preference. And you'd say, well, you know, there's cereal and there's steak and there's meat and there's chicken and all. And you might say, well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put all the meats in one group and then I'm going to rank them. Then I'm going to take all the fruits and put that. You know, that's sort of an idea. I think what Chuck was saying is that you got 15 projects. It would be very difficult to just say, here's how I would order them, 4, 7, 13, you know, that kind of thing. He would say, well, I would look for similarities of the 15, and I might end up with some highs and then some mediums and then lows, and then I would order them within those groupings, you see. And so in a sense, what he's asking, I think, is if that's the way people would normally do the effort, why not just go ahead and start that way anyway?
Okay.
You know, why try to do... Yeah, that was the idea.
I didn't get that before. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good approach.
Hi. So, may I ask a question? Wolf speaking.
Wolf, please go ahead, Wolf.
Just understand. So the rating and ranking, I understand, is the last step, the evaluation, isn't it? So ranking means, okay, ranking of the project. Or is it a ranking and rating of the criteria which are related to those projects and which we have to define as well? In other words, saying, so before we come to a ranking, so the question is, according to which criteria are we going to rank? So I saw the both axes. We have also defined some criteria in the axis, but we have to be more precisely, I think, afterwards. Well, what does it mean, you know, in terms of economic criteria, in terms of other criteria? And then the question is, how do we weigh the different criteria? Is that also a step incorporated in that methodology, Ken?
I think that our attempt in defining the axes was to do what you just said, meaning to create enough explanation of what we mean by x-axis and value benefit that
yes.
a counselor could look at a project like the PDP work team or something and
yes.
say, I know how to rate that on that scale, on that axis, using whatever methodology we pick, whether it's rating or ranking. I have enough information that I could say, yep, that one's more important than this one or less important than that one in terms of value and benefit. And then on the resource consumption side, I can do the same thing. I can look at the PDP work team, and I can compare that to the registration abuse working group, and I can determine which one utilizes more resource or consumes more cost and resource.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So at the end, there will be an individual evaluation of each for each counselor.
That's right. This is essentially a perceptual rating and ranking scheme,
yes.
Meaning that there's no. If we had hard data, if we had absolute revenues and we had real expenditures and costs and all that, we could probably do this without having to ask people their opinions. But in this case, it's all perception and it's all opinion-based. And what we're hoping is, by asking all the counselors to participate in the perceptual analysis, we end up with some sort of consensus that actually works.
Even if we had these detailed data available, there would be an individual way, because people are, you know, they think in different ways about costs and versus other criteria. So that means so somebody may deem the cost part as not as important as others are doing. So even the detailed costs are available. So I mean, so at the end we will have to at the end it will be an individual evaluation. So that's what I would like to understand. With that step. At the end of this step shall be an individual ranking. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay.
And then what we will do when we have all the individual ratings and all the individual rankings or however we finally decide it, we will aggregate them all into a single chart.
Yes, okay. And then, okay, good.
And we've prepared some spreadsheets that were attached to emails that
yeah.
back earlier in the group's existence in which mm-hmm. those were shown, illustrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In essence, what you end up with is you get each project acronym plotted on the XY axis based on the average of all the individual ratings and rankings or rankings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think the question on the table right now is, Is there really a difference between rating versus ranking? And should we try two different approaches or just one? I think that's the question that I hear in the background.
Any comments?
Well, I already made mine. I think we go with the rating, and then the end result is a ranking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would that's the same way, Chuck.
Okay. If that's a consensus, then what I would suggest next is we should pick what the scale, the rating scale should be. Now, I proposed one that had three elements. Whether they're letters or numbers is not too important because they're going to get converted to numbers anyway. But the idea is, do we think that we should use three or five or six or two? I picked high, medium, low. That was arbitrary. There's no science or math to it. It's just that it's usually easy for people to think high, medium, low. It's in thirds. You get one in the middle. You get two on the ends. Five is a nice number that's often used in Likert scales and other sort of things because it has a middle position, and then you have two differentiators on the ends. Supremely happy, moderately happy, in the middle, really unhappy, that kind of thing. So we could go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then define one as being, I really think this is extremely low value, and we could go to 5, which is, I think this is extremely valuable relatively to the other projects, and use a 5-point scale.
I like 5 points. I think it's not redundant, but it's. I have used it, and it works quite well. It needs to be not a, how do you say that in English? A pair number, you say? How do you say? It's like 2, 4, 6, which and the other ones are 5, 7, which is the name for that in English?
Odd and even.
Odds and pairs. So it must be a 5 or a 7 or a 3.
Yeah.
And I have used 5, and it works quite well. It's not redundant. 10 is very, very specific. It's very difficult to establish differences in between 7 and 8, 5 and 4, so which is usually used in schools and in universities for notes. But I think 5 is okay. That's for me.
And so one of the things you're saying is that it needs to be an odd number. Okay,
I agree
with that totally. As you could tell by my comments, I like a little bit more ability to differentiate. I certainly like 5 better than 3.
Mm.
I like 7 better than 5 because when we're talking 15 or more projects, the smaller number, I understand we don't want to get it to be too big a number, and I'm supportive of that. But we're going to have a lot more ties. Now, that probably works out in the averaging, so that may not matter. But we have a lot more. The smaller number you have, the more ties you will have.
Yes, well, both speaking. So that brings me up to the idea as well. I like also the idea of having more detailed, say, evaluation. But that means in this case, we need to compare the projects on this level already. Because everybody has his or her individual feeling, you know, about, you know, levels. That means from low to high. So if the question is for me, are we going well to evaluate all projects in parallel or one by one? So I would say it must be go in parallel, and even. For looking ahead, you know, for the future, if new projects coming in, so we have also to compare the new projects with the existing ones on those levels, because otherwise it's only it's still an individual feeling, but it must be related. All projects must be related to each other.
Yeah, and I think, Wolf, that you're right. And the comparison actually I would probably use as an aid to picking my ratings. you know. It helps me. Let's see. I think I'd rate that one a little higher than this one. So I'm probably going to go through that in my mind, doing some sort of comparison. So I agree with what you're saying there, assuming that I understood it correctly.
Are you now saying, Chuck, you might rank them first and then rate them?
No, I am not. I am absolutely not saying that.
I'm just teasing with you.
Yeah.
Because ranking means I've got to do them all. When I'm looking at one individual one, though, I'm going to compare that one, and I think that's what I heard Wolf say. There's a degree of comparison in my mind to help me come up with that rating.
Yes, so this is Ken. Look, I don't think there's no substitute. First of all, I mean, the principle of this entire exercise is relative, meaning no project stands in isolation. Each one is relative to all the others in the mix. So I don't think there's any way you can do them one at a time. You have to see this project, but in relationship to all the others in the mix. And so, yeah, it may turn out that, for example, all the projects have no value. I'm making this up, right? But amongst themselves, they're higher or more value within the group, right? And so it's a relative system.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Do I hear some consensus on we got is 5 point a good place to start here?
I think check light 7, and I'm okay if that's more detailed. And
the difficulty we're going to have, and I'll be asking for help if we go to 7, is trying to find words that describe what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 relate to. We know how to do 5 because we do it all the time, right, in Likert scales. It'll just get a little bit harder because now we're saying, well, it's sort of medium value versus modest value versus no value. It'll be a little harder to do 7, that's all. It's just
well,
the language.
Ken, don't you really just need like 3 descriptions? You need your low one, you need your high one, and you need your middle one.
Yeah, we could do it that way, and then just leave the midpoints non-described. Yeah,
but it gives me some flexibility. Well, you know, it's a little bit, you know, it just gives me a little bit of flexibility to move it in between.
All right, I'm happy to put a 7-point scale together. Shall we try that for starters?
Let's try in our pilot project and see if it's too complicated, then we can go to 5.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on that subject?
Well, I'm not convinced with the 7 because really, Chuck. Well, one example. So, I'm convinced. So, if we have, let me say, the questionnaire about the projects, you know, available. So with those questions or those criteria, I'm sure. So, if we have, let me say, for example. 20 criteria to answer, so and two ranks here for a project. I am convinced. If I personally, I would rate it in a special way. I would rate it. So, but if I take this paper, let me say 3 days later, so I would really end up with a different rating. In terms of not fully different, but in terms of this differentiation between 6 or 7 ratings. So surely, because I forgot what I rated after 3 days, if I come back and start again, so in that case I might have a different feeling that day, and it would be different. So I would really, I think so. 5 for my feeling, 5 is easier. Well, to handle afterwards than 7. That's my feeling.
I was a little bit lost. So
I think he's arguing for 5.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yes, because for me, 7 is too complicated because, it is.
I like 5 more. What I wanted to say before is that maybe we can 5 or 7, as this is a trial that we are doing, and see if it's really becoming complicated, and then we can move to 5. That was my thought, and taking in consideration that the chat wants perhaps more definition in this case, which is good.
Let me explain that a little bit further, because I understand it's easier to use 5 when you're first doing it, but I'm thinking ahead to the results. There's a tendency toward the middle anyway, and if you have less differentiation, my fear is that everything gets bunched to the middle, even more so, because you have less options.
Well, this is Ken. I'd like to just insert a comment that I think, in a sense here, we are actually encroaching on the next subject, which is this concept of individual versus group. And let me draw a parallel to what you just said. Yes, I completely agree. And in all the testing and little illustrations I've done myself playing around with these ideas, individual ratings can only be aggregated, like using averaging techniques or looking for means and modes or whatever. There are different statistical methodologies, but yes, if you ask 30 people to do ratings, even if you have a 7-point or a 5-point or a 3-point scale, when you average them, it's going to go all toward the center. It just will, because all the extremes start to average out. However, one way to minimize that is to use this grouping technique versus individual. Now what you do is you bring 5 people together or 6, and you say, you know what, let's talk about this, and let's agree that this project is H and this one is M, or this one's a 4, that one's a 2. Now if we have consensus among 6 people and we do that with 4 different groups, the chances are that we won't average out to be mediocre. Everything will not center down to the bottom. So what I'm saying is that these two concepts, the rating and the grouping, are kind of related in terms of the picking of the scale and how much centrality or centricism we end up with, if that's a word.
But Ken, are you arguing for us to go for 5 and have groups? Is that what you're saying?
It's an alternative that I think has merit, that you would break the council up into constituencies or groups of, say, 5 or 6, like you could take the registries and registrars, 3 and 3, 6, and you could take the NCSGs, 6, and the commercial, 6, and or break them up into, and then everybody else could be in a separate group, like ALAC and the NCAs and people like that, put them in a group. And then all 4 groups attack this rating system together, independently, and then we put those 4 together.
Now, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but since we're talking about groups, a question that comes to mind is, when you form groups, do you want those groups to be homogeneous or heterogeneous?
A great question.
results are very different.
Yes, they would. And I would argue that heterogeneous groups would serve the purposes better than homogeneous groups.
It probably would, but it's also much more complicated.
Much more difficult. Not for lots of reasons. Unfamiliarity with each other and differences of opinion on fundamental questions, but the results will probably be better if we could get them done.
But that's a key question. Can we get it done? Because if you put people with quite different views on, let's just take an example. Let's take RAA changes. So you put a registrar person with an ALAC person or whatever, and they have very different views about that, are they going to be able to reach consensus? And I assume that if you do the grouping, that the goal is to reach consensus on a rating.
Yeah. And how would you determine the group structure? Would you just throw dice?
Could do it randomly if you did it heterogeneously. If you do it based on current groupings, I think stakeholder group is a nice, easy way to do it.
Yeah, but then you're going, but that's really homogeneous. Or are you saying one from each stakeholder group?
No. I think if you, to, oh, I see. Stefan, I think I understand. Yeah, you could take all the counselors and give them random lots and then throw them all into groups, but the other way to do it would be to try to say, we'll pick one from this stakeholder group, one from that one, and build the teams so that they were But still, when you pick from any group to put it in the rating group, you still probably end up doing it kind of randomly, right?
And I have this gnawing fear that we're going to reach stalemates in some of those groups.
Yeah, I do agree.
Well, here's an idea for you to consider, right? After all, this is a in some ways this is kind of a guinea pig group, right? I mean, the idea is a testing
right.
group. So, I mean, one way to do this is to actually. I don't think we can break this group into really small. This gets at back to Chuck's comment that we didn't get to earlier. I think putting two people together isn't going to simulate what the council would look like unless we thought that they should work in groups of two. But that, I'm not sure how well that would work. But we have at least four members of this team, right? And I'm not even sure staff couldn't participate. I mean, I don't know anything about these projects that much, and so. If you will permit me to function as a stand-in counselor, I can try to behave as an uninformed new council member, right? But I think we could put together four or five people to make the test more reasonable.
Well, the problem, though, as you make the groups larger, the difficulty of reaching consensus is compounded.
It absolutely is, and I would suggest to you that our group is heterogeneous, right?
And you bring, I mean, you've just made an interesting suggestion for our group, which could be taken, pushed forward to the whole council. Why not have staff on our groups, on our council groups? Because staff's input would be useful when prioritizing work.
Yeah, when I was talking before about the four stakeholder groups, I mean, a fifth group could include people like NCAs or maybe staff and or other people that are involved so that that input could be registered.
Or you mix staff and NCAs with the stakeholders as well.
Mm-hmm. There are lots of different options here. Is there anything that we can start doing in the way of moving forward that will help inform what we think the best answer is? Because right now we're all just guessing. Well, if we do it heterogeneously, it'll be too hard to reach consensus. If we do it homogeneously, we'll end up with very different rankings and ratings between the four groups. Is there a way we could test something or do a proposition that would help us make that determination easier?
I think there are several things we can consider. One of them is it seems like an easy exercise for each of us to go through and do it individually. That's one we could just go ahead and proceed with and get that tested. Now, it seems to also that we could just treat ourselves as one group as a whole, or at most two. I think one is one approach that might be useful. And just see if we could, as a group, reach consensus on ratings.
How many people are there in this group, Chuck?
I don't know. What is the head count on this group?
Well, we usually have like four council members participating actively, or three, and we have staff. So I think the Chuck approach, making one group and try to reach consensus, is the most realistic. Because if we divide among ourselves, it would be very, very small.
Yeah, I agree.
So one would be individual ranking, and then as a group try to... And we are kind of heterogeneous somehow.
Yeah, so we're testing two things simultaneously, and hopefully that still doesn't eliminate the validity of the test. Not that it's going to be all that scientific anyway, but I just throw something else out. I don't think we should necessarily eliminate the idea of groups as small as two, even at the council level, but that's another issue.
Yeah, that's okay.
But for testing purposes. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just thinking loud.
Yeah,
Perhaps we could try with two groups among us and individually to see how the dynamic in between groups work.
But I don't think it's a fair test of how that dynamic would work at council level.
Oh, no, of course. It's just.
I prefer the single group solution because at least we get an idea of how heterogeneous groups the dynamic in there might work.
Well,
because we're all from very different backgrounds.
Now, after doing that, or maybe even simultaneous as well, we could just as well test, divide ourselves up into groups of two or three and try that also.
Very true. But how long would that take us overall? I mean,
I'm glad you brought that up, Stefan, because I was thinking about one of the things I wrote in my email was some consideration of time and how we get through all this stuff. I can certainly put together the sort of mechanics for individual rating or group rating quickly. For individual rating, you all can do that at your leisure, right? Because that's an independent exercise. So maybe between now and next week, would that be enough time to do a rating of both y-axis and x-axis on, let's say, a 7-point scale for all 15 projects and then turn that in? Is that too ambitious?
No, that's okay. For me, it's okay.
And then that would take us to next week. The following week, maybe we schedule a session where we do the group on this thing. Right. Everyone's already had the experience of doing it individually, and then we work together as a group and try to come up with a consensus on all 15 projects, two scales, one through each one being rated on a scale of 1 to 7. Now, once that's done, so that would take us that maybe we would do that the week following, so 2 weeks out, right?
Now, is everybody in the group able to work over the holidays? That's the question, because obviously next week is the 17th, and we have a council meeting next week.
I won't be able to.
And then the following week is Christmas Eve.
Right.
And the week after that is New Year's Eve, if we're using the same day and so forth. So that's something we have to keep in mind.
Good point.
I can be somewhat flexible over the holidays, but I'm not sure everybody else can, nor would I expect them necessarily to.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Chuck. It would be very difficult. I mean, it would be difficult for me. I'm off for a couple of days anyway, and hopefully disconnected from my emails. So I think it might be asking a bit too much, but perhaps the approach that Ken suggested could be used. But just stretch it out to just after the holidays.
Well, is there any reason why we couldn't do the individual ranking and the one group ranking kind of in parallel?
No.
No.
Well, it sounds like next week, the 17th, either that day or that week, there's a council meeting, right?
Yeah.
And so we're not going to be able to have the group set. To do the one group rating, we all have to get on the phone together.
Well, the council meeting would occurs the 2 hours before this time slot.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, we could be. Sorry.
Are you suggesting that we meet?
The question isn't do we meet, is it will we have time to do it in between now and then, isn't it?
Let me try to summarize if I could. I think I'm getting the gist of it. Between now and the 17th, each member of the work team does an individual rating of all 15 projects on two axes. I will send out the instructions and the forms, right? And you all will turn that information into me before the 17th, on or before the 17th. On the 17th, that day, that meeting, we will do a collective group session to accomplish exactly what each of you did individually the week prior.
Now, is everybody okay with having this meeting immediately following the council meeting? I can live with that, but I'm asking...
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
I
can do that immediately, because afterwards we have a PDP working team call as well. But it starts 1 hour later, yes. Okay, after the council it works, yes.
Yeah. Now, the question in my mind is, will 1 hour be sufficient to rate collectively 15 projects on two dimensions? But we can just see.
Well, we can deal with that, and actually we can learn a lot maybe from just doing the exercise on some subset of the projects as far as we get.
Yep.
Yeah, we can try with a part of other projects. Yeah, I agree.
Because if we try to do this thing thoroughly, to test everything thoroughly, we're going to drag this prioritization exercise out till February.
Yes.
That's true.
Good point.
I'm gonna have to drop off the call now. I'm sorry.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
I will be here next week, and you can count on me to do the individual rating during the week.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you very much. I'll send out directions and so forth. Summary.
Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I think we are 7 minutes past the hour, and perhaps we could wrap up and see. Define next steps.
Yeah, this is Ken. I'd be happy to take a shot at the summary on that. So I'm going to do some work on combining the lists in terms of trying to create a document that brings the definition so that when the counselors actually have to do the project rating, they also have bookmark definitions they can look at and all that stuff. I'm going to make some changes both to the Y and the X-axis as discussed, simplify the titles, and change the value-benefit issue. And then with respect to step three, what I'm going to do is change the goals to include that item C of Chuck's, and then what I'm going to do is reorient the work tasks. We're obviously going to drop from four permutations to just three, or actually just two. Maybe three. We'll see.
yeah. Three is still a possibility.
Yeah. And so I'll rework that, and I'll send that out as a clarification. And I'll suggest that we try to get the individual work done between now and the 17th, and then we use the meeting on the 17th to do the group rating as a test. And then I don't think we won't be able to carry it much further than that. If we have a little bit of time at the end of next week, we could talk about what to do in the weeks following, right, or whether we just postpone till January at that point.
Yeah, we can check next week to see if a meeting between Christmas and New Year's works with people. So.
Right.
Right.
That's my summary.
Actually, that time's probably going to be better for me than the first week of January because I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
We could have our group session there if you want.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We can have a face-to-face meeting in Hawaii. I like that.
All right. We're going to be on Maui. Is Maui okay?
Let's not talk about travel funding, though.
All right.
Are you coming, Liz?
Well, I don't want to have to deal with the travel funding issue.
The council, we can just bypass the council and just do it, guys.
Oh.
That'll go over well.
Yeah.
And how would your family feel about us all coming along?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would love it.
Well, thanks.
We really know where the priorities are, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, guys.
Did I miss anything?
Okay. No, that's perfect. And thank you very much for all your involvement and hard work. And thank you to all of you for joining us today. And we have a lot to do during the week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Olga. It was a good meeting.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.